It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. MNTC Ray, we got a very special guest on today. It's my man Kenneth Levitt. How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
How you feeling, bro? I can't complain, man. I can't complain. It's finally starting to get nice in Minnesota, so, you know, I'm putting the shorts out, I'm putting the shades out, even the white beater, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That weather is nice about this time of year. Since your man hit a lake or something, that's cool.
Man, you out there in Cali, so y'all already, you know, y'all got it good most of the year, but us, like, we only get good weather here about, you know, 2-3 months a year.
You know, I really do enjoy, like, the snow and cold weather because we don't really get it that much out here, but I absolutely feel what you're saying and where you're coming from, you know, so it is.
Now, I've been hearing a lot of people saying as well from different places. Now, let's talk about your music. Before we go into that, I want to know why you just, like, Kevin Levitt, is that your government name or what?
Partially. So, it's not exactly spelt the same way, but it's pronounced the same way.
And what made you want to go with that over, like, you know, Lil Kenneth or just something else, you know what I'm saying?
I just felt that, you know, I wanted to be myself. That's it, you know?
That makes sense. Now, at what point did you start making and recording music? Like, I mean, like your first time in the studio?
Oh, man, first time in the studio, I think I was like 17. And I just fell in love with it from there. You know, I started off learning how to use drum machines and programs and stuff. And from there, I just kind of just elevated. And then I just decided to start writing. Once I started writing, jumped in the booth. See how it sounds. Some of it sound cool, some of it didn't, but, you know, I worked it out.
Now, when you was in the booth, were people there? Were you nervous? Were you perspiring? I remember the first time I was in the booth, I used to be an artist. I was nervous like I was on trial, man.
The people that I surrounded myself with or that I was around, they didn't, you know, they gave me a lot of encouragement to just do it, and I felt comfortable. So it was more like, let me go in here and, you know, talk a little S here and there and see what it sounds like. You know, the first time I heard my voice, I was like, ooh, that's what I sound like. Oh, I don't like that.
Now, that's usually the human reaction, the same for radio hosts. And I think a lot of artists, the first time I heard my stuff, I was like, nah, bro, I'm not really feeling that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, here we are in 2022, man. And, you know, everybody had to go through COVID. Your artist. And you're in Cali, and how did you have the move through that time? Because for some people, it was better. Some people, it was easier. What was it like for you?
I just did a lot of writing, and actually, I started reading a lot more during that time. So that's where I had just got the motivation to just get into the booth and just, like, record stuff and see how it came out. I just had some things on my mind, and that was it. That's how basically I handled COVID, you know, just tried to stay busy, keep my head down.
Now, when you say writing and more so reading, you talk about like actual books or online or what?
Yeah, I was pretty much reading a lot of stuff that I never really got the chance to like finish because I'll get books and I'll skim through them and then sometimes I'll finish them. But prior to COVID, like my life was just so busy. I know that we could find the time for the things that we want to do, but it was just busy, and I just didn't really want to focus on that. But, you know, I don't know. Like, COVID was like a reset for a lot of people. It was definitely a reset for me.
No, that definitely makes sense. It's kind of like, you know, you get to sit down, and you get to process everything, I guess, you know what I'm saying? So that definitely sounds dope. Now, what is it like being a artist in California? Let us know what city you're from.
I'm originally from Marin City, but I spent a lot of time in Richmond, California, too. So I went to high school out there. And, you know, it's just like any other urban area. Not exactly just like, but, you know, there's a lot of similarities.
I was going to say, as soon as you said Richmond, Marin City, that took me back to like 2002. Remember that old DVD called Hood to Hood?
Right.
They was in Richmond and they was in Marin City, so it gets down over there. What was it like for you growing up there?
You know, it's a rough area. You know, just like any other place, any other rough area in America, you know, you can't fold. You just got to focus and drive through. You know, a lot of things going on, and you know, you just kind of try to stay out of the mix in a negative way. At least that's what I did. You know, it doesn't always work out that way. But, you know, I tried to do the best I could.
No, that definitely makes sense. Staying out the way doesn't seem to be a safe way. Now, how did those experiences, like growing up in the hood and seeing that, how did that affect your music as far as being motivated to do music or, you know, wanting to stay away from it?
Well, back then I really wasn't even focused on music like that. You know, I was just basically focused on day-to-day, going to school, you know, always thinking about ways to, like, better my situation in life. You know, dreams and aspirations. So I was just focusing on that pretty much, and I think that really helped me channel my energy in a different direction. So.
No, that's definitely dope. And let's talk about Concrete Roses, man. This is one of my favorite tracks from you. What was kind of your mind frame when you was writing that? Where was your brain at?
I was just being creative, man. You know, and from my life experiences growing up, you know, and the things that I've seen, you know, so I just kind of just put the pen, the pad. I shared a little bit of my experiences in there and then others' experiences in there. So, yeah, you know, I mean, like I said, I was just in the zone and I was just writing, you know. So I have some other stuff that I will want to release later on too, later down this year. But, you know, my project is called, you know, Buckshots. So I called it that because I took a minute to, like, really sit down. I went hiking a lot. You know, I did a lot of nature stuff when during the COVID situation.
Okay.
Tried to stay up, like, urban areas and stuff like that. So, you know, I went on trails, went on mountains, went bike riding and stuff like that. And I was just like, I saw a lot of deers and animals, and I just put the analogy together. It's just like, you know, it's when you're in a concrete jungle, you know, you're in the scope of everything. You know, you're just basically just prancing around like a buck. You never know what can happen to you. You know, it's just best to be ready. So it was just
Definitely, for everybody that's listening, man, here we got it for y'all right now, my man Kevin LeVere with his joint Concrete Roses off the Buckshots project. Let's get it.
Kenny. Trust these niggas and hoes, they will betray. What say you for neutralizing the threat? In fear of uncertainty, I don't fuck with that. Matter psychosis from the Concrete Roses. Zero Dark 30 by Pedalism Prey. Real niggas up early, sipping on Earl Grey. Got the game from the jungle, born and raised in the Bay. Charles swapping the numbers, still stripping my throwaway. A function check, I know the piece gon' spray. Living life through social malfunction. Roses in the concrete, trying to function. Narratives inflicted, self-destruction. Days of our lives, our decisions and junctions. And what does it matter if we cease to be? If this is the price to live eternally free? Living in a world without empathy, it's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. They love you, they love you not. They love you, they love you not. They love you, they love you not. Fuck these niggas and bitches that wanna plot. They love you, they love you not. They love you, they love you not. They love you, they love you not. Fuck these niggas and bitches that wanna plot. Their hearts is ice, the streets ain't nice. It'll knock your lights out when you're fucking with vice. Playing with your life in vicinity of rivals. My essence is vital, hostility postures. Animal watchers in the scope of a rifle. Concrete survival for the margin soldier. The game is colder, bipolar leaf and kush roller. Automatic controller, look. LUVERD, sitting in the jungle, blowing on tree. KILLING, any fuck nigga who fuck with me. 556 and 203, I see you, but you can't see me. Life hella short, ain't no guarantee. Fuck anybody trying to plot on me. They love you not. They love you, they love you not. They love you, they love you not. Fuck these niggas and bitches that wanna plot. They love you, they love you not. They love you, they love you not. They love you, they love you not. Fuck these niggas and bitches that wanna plot. They love you, they love you not. They love you, they love you not. They love you, they love you not. Fuck these niggas and bitches that wanna plot. They love you, they love you not. They love you, they love you not. They love you, they love you not. Fuck these niggas and bitches that wanna plot.
Yeah, man, it's going down. Power Hour, MMTC Radio. It's your man, Mr. Music. That right there was Kevin LaVere, Concrete Roses. Hey, man, being where you from and who you are, man, how does it feel to hear your music on the radio, man?
Pretty good. I mean, you know, I appreciate it. You know, it's a humbling experience. So, you know, shout out to you and everybody else.
No doubt, man. A shout out to you as well, man. Now, with the new project Buckshots, man, I feel like being an artist is almost like being a movie director or actor or even a film director, because you work, you put so much work and time and money into this project, then it finally comes out. What was going through your mind when Buckshots finally was ready?
Well, I just hope that there was somebody out there that actually could relate to what I was talking about, pretty much, you know. And if not, you know, I related to it. So, you know, either way, I think that it was a win.
No, I think a lot of people can relate to it, especially people come where I'm coming from. And then the other flip side is people that's not where we're from, they hear these stories with your storytelling, and they can connect with it through just the empathy and hearing the experiences, you know what I mean?
Right.
Now, you out there in Cali, bro, you got about a million basketball teams. I mean, it's like three basketball teams, but who you been rooting for, man?
Well, you know, I'm from the Bay, so it's, you know, of course, the hometown, the Warriors and whatnot, you know, but I like the Lakers, too. You know, I'm not really a diehard of anything, but except for when it comes to, like, home, you know, win or lose, that's who I'm riding with.
No, that definitely makes sense, and it's refreshing to finally hear a Golden State fan that's actually from Golden State, because a lot of people are bandwagoners, so I'm going to leave it at that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man, you know. All those old school players, too, but I don't want to get into that. But, yeah, you know, I've been a professional to the guy.
Now, I'm with you on that. Now, go ahead and introduce your next track, Pedigrees, for the people, man.
Yeah, so check this out. This is Pedigree off of the Buckshots EP. I hope you enjoy it.
Let's go.
Jealousy, fake ass niggas, and envy. Irrelevancy, they don't make or break me. I foresee they pedigree. I foresee they pedigree. Jealousy, fake ass bitches, and envy. Irrelevancy, they don't make or break me. I foresee they pedigree. I foresee they pedigree. The game is stacked and the turf is checkered. Niggas been hating since my very first record. I guess it's true, the pen is greater than the sword. I take these niggas places
to them unexplored.
Niggas ain't cool, all they do is act funny. Envy and hate, they aptitude is bummy. Thinking while exercising my quads. Legit beat the odds. girls gon' love you. Don't trust for a minute that these niggas gon' plug you. Sleeping with the enemy, you might get got. Fucking with these envious niggas, you get shot. Collapse of society, hell on earth, my prodigy. This ain't mythology. Polarized dichotomy, ain't no apology for the black inequality. Cerebral sodomy. When fucking with association, keep your heart out of situations. Fuck the reputation, even suckers got affiliations. Niggas be snake, heed the hate, understand the lies out the gate. Keep your eyes on your plate, make sure you straight or lay down, constricted and suffocate. Or it'll be too late because of the jealousy, fake ass niggas and envy. Irrelevancy, they don't make or break me. I foresee they pedigree. I foresee they pedigree. Jealousy, fake ass bitches and envy. Irrelevancy, they don't make or break me. I foresee they pedigree. I foresee they pedigree. Jealousy, fake ass niggas and envy. Irrelevancy, they don't make or break me. I foresee they pedigree. I foresee they pedigree. Jealousy, fake ass bitches and envy. Irrelevancy, they don't make or break me. I foresee they pedigree. I foresee they pedigree.
Yeah, man, MNTC Radio Power Hour, iHeartRadio. Oh, you got that every end of the track. Kevin Levine right there with his joint pedigree. Now, I got to ask you, man, what was your favorite point or moment in making the Buckshots EP?
When I finished the record, Mountains of Peace, and why I say that is because I had told you earlier about going out in nature and just like really doing some self-reflection and reflecting on the world and what's going on, especially during the whole COVID situation. It puts different things into perspective. So once I wrote it, I felt good about it. And then when I recorded it, I was kind of on the fence about it, but then I was just like, you know what? I really like what I wrote. This is how I'm really feeling right now. So F it. I'm going to just go with it.
Nah, that makes sense to me, man, because your music is original. Like, I really don't hear anybody that has your style or vice versa. So that means it's original to you, and you're not trying to copy nobody. I have so much respect for that type of music, bro. You have no clue.
Yeah, no, I definitely have influences, especially, you know, from Cali and the Bay and stuff. But at the same time, you know, like, I've always wanted to be an individual and be myself. So I try to make it a point just to be myself, and when you be yourself, you really don't sound like nobody but yourself, you know, and I take pride in that, so.
Nah, as you should, man, because, like, I think I probably told you before, it's a lot of copycat rap out here, man, and that's why I get a lot of tired and just, it doesn't do it for me. Now, before we go, man, how can people get a hold of you on social media? How can they get the EP, man? Let them know.
The EP's on Spotify, so if you have Spotify, you can check it out there at Kenneth LaVerg, KENNETHLUVERERD. You can also reach out to me on Twitter under LaVerg, at LaVerg, bad symbol, LUVERERD. And then Instagram, Kenneth LaVerg, and Facebook, Kenneth LaVerg. So those are the platforms right now that you can.
And thanks for correcting me, man, because I've been out here telling my producers and directors and all my homies that your name was Kevin Levine. And so thanks for clearing that up for me, bro.
Oh, nah, man, it's all love, bro. I'm not tripping. It's cool.
Hey, man, so I definitely got to say, Kevin, man, I appreciate your time. Much love for you. We're going to keep you in rotation here, man. You know we're connected, all right?
For sure. Thank you, and I appreciate you for having me on.
Hey, no problem, man. It's all love. It's the Power Hour, MNTC Radio, Kevin LaVerg, Mr. Music. We on. Coming up next is Tech N9ne, The Herder. Let's go.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.